What do you think is the best counter to people who say the USA only does what Israel wants because it has blackmail on it via Epstein? I don't really care, to be honest. The forces that we're up against are so evil, so well funded, and so well organized that I just really don't care that much about people thinking that this is all a distraction from the Epstein files. Honestly, these days, I don't even care that much if people assume the narrative that Israel is controlling the United States, because for one, it's closer to the truth than the belief that there's no such control. And for two, I don't know, man. We're up against like Giga Hitler. I mean, ideally, people should know as much as possible, but I understand that when we're talking about the general population, most people are barely literate. So, I don't expect them to understand the particulars, and I'm just okay with them hating America and hating Israel. That's the most important thing. Like, World War II was complicated, not morally, but logistically, there's a whole bunch of historical mundanery you can get into if you want to, but as long as you understand the basic lesson, which is hate the Nazis, then I think you're okay. River, do you want in or out? What do you want? Don't forget, America did bad shit during World War II as well. Yeah, but like, who cares about the, and with regard to the perspective of the average person, like, if you're a student of history, if you care about the details, if you really want to know stuff about the world, sure, yeah, every group has done bad things. Okay, that's great, but if you want like a person to come away with a big, broad lesson about the good guys and the bad guys, there's one correct answer, I can't stand it when people use nuance as a way of pulling people from the forest. You know what I mean? Forest and the trees. I can't stand that. People are like, oh, don't you know it's complicated? Look, lots of shit is complicated. October 7th was complicated. Everything. The Nakba. Everything. World War II. But we're up against the Antichrist here. All right? The nuance, like, apply nuance when nuance is demanded, when it's necessary. But if you're just talking about broad strokes, don't need to overcomplicate things. You can do both. Yeah, sure. Just have to apply it properly. Nuance bad? No, I didn't say nuance bad. You're misinterpreting me, which means that you yourself are not engaging in nuance. Nuance is good, but the average person, the average American, is never going to understand the nature of the relationship between America and Israel. They're not capable of it. The average person is very dumb. They're not going to get it. You guys follow politics as a hobby, and half of you don't get it. I have to wrestle with you guys every time I go live. So, no. The average person does not need this extremely. You know how complicated it is? There's this coalition of interests from the military industrial complex and corporate contracts and financing and like international investment, and then you've got the Christian evangelicals and the doomsday prophecies and people who are politically aligned with the evangelicals, even if they don't believe in the doomsday prophecy, and then you have Jewish supremacists and Zionists who genuinely do think that they're the best people, the chosen people, and you have all these different groups, all these different interests that have lobbed together into this amalgam. It's difficult to keep track of, even if you follow everything. Oftentimes, people act in ways that come across as incongruous. And then you have Trump. Trump is also, on top of everything else, very easily influenced and pretty stupid. So Trump will often do things that make it seem like he's on either side of the same fence. Sometimes Trump comes across as disengaged or disinterested in the Zionist project, which I think he is by default. And then sometimes Trump talks like he just had a fucking 2-hour sit down with Netanyahu and is repeating everything he was told to say, like Trump just did when he was asked about us bombing their desalination plant. So, like, a lot of this stuff is just beyond the reckoning of most people who don't engage with politics, day to day. Focus on the simple stuff, The important thing is communicating the broad strokes, the important lessons, the stuff that means the most. So you should focus on the big pointers. Israel is demonic. America is demonic. What Iran is doing right now is, in essence, they are martyring themselves for the future of humanity. This is true. Is the Iranian regime evil? Unquestionably, but they have found a greater evil. Sometimes that's how it is, okay? Sometimes that's how it is. Sometimes that's how history is. How do we explain it in a simple manner? You don't. You just make sure people understand the important parts. And if a person's interested in getting more information, then talk with them about it, sure. But no, you're not going to convince your average American who thinks that, like, I don't know, Iran did October 7th of this entire gigantic, interconnected financial and cultural and ethnic and religious, like, a mega issue. You're not going to, Do you think it's unfair of me to say this? I just think I'm being realistic. I'm not saying you shouldn't know yourself. I'm just saying that, like, why would you bother deluding yourself into believing the average person can engage with all this. But I wanna? Okay, well then have fun with it. Part of being informed is knowing how to explain it to someone dumb. Yes, exactly. You have to be able to simplify a subject. What's that thing? You can't truly understand a subject until you know how to explain it to an uneducated person. You need to, if you care about political communication, you can't just know the, then why not just read a Wikipedia article? How do I convince people? Well, type out a giant essay and then hand them the essay and just watch them read it. What are you, an idiot? You have to know how to, like, communicate different tiers of the issue to different people. You can't just talk the same way to everyone. The average person is just not up on this stuff. Iran is not a martyr. I mean, right now, civilians are getting murdered en masse so that pedophilic demons can fulfill an end times prophecy. So I don't know. I mean, I don't believe in God. So I guess like the Islamic concept of martyrdom isn't something I necessarily believe in. But in a colloquial sense, I mean, they are dying to defend themselves against the Antichrist. I don't know what terminology you would prefer. It seems fine to me. The depressing thing about this is that there's tons of research about what actually works, but those in power are like, nah, that's gay. I'm not sure what you mean. When the IRGC approaches the DNC to help win the midterms like they did in 2024, the Dems need to accept this time? No kidding. Yeah. Not everything's good versus evil. Both sides might be evil. Respectfully, that's a midwit perspective, you know? There's a thing called informed simplicity. All groups, all nations are on some level evil. You're not going to get away from that. In World War II, we interned the Japanese. We did war crimes. Who cares? I don't give it. This is a subject for nuanced discussion between good faithed people of like minds. Most often when somebody brings up the firebombing of Dresden, they're Nazis who are trying to equivocate between what the Allies did and what the Nazis did. And I have no respect for this. Is there evil everywhere? Of course there is. But not everyone gets to be the Antichrist. There only gets to be one Antichrist at a time. And buddy, we're it. Well, us in Israel, you know. I'm just saying you can't equivocate on everything, you know? If you want, like, you're going to nuance yourself into a hole in the ground, especially not on a topic like this, though. Should we talk about evangelical Christianity as the great evil for the average illiterate American? I don't understand why you're so interested in what I think effective political messaging is, okay? Effective political messaging depends on your audience. Who are you talking to? MAGA? They're cattle. You can say anything to them. It won't change their minds. Are you talking to like undifferentiated people? It's not, you're not learning anything, okay?